Welcome to Career Tools. This week, Toastmasters for Presentation Skills, Part 2. Wendy didn't realize that I'd have a bunch of questions, and so we went long in Part 1. This is going to answer the questions of what is Toastmasters and why do Manager Tools and Career Tools so unreservedly recommend Toastmasters? And the answer is because it's awesome. Folks, we're hosting another virtual Effective Communicator Conference on March 24th. You may not realize it, but our Effective Communicator Conference, we can get done in one day. It's 4.5 hours long, and we have a break in the middle, but it's different than the Effective Manager Conference, which of course comes in 3 or 4 sessions, depending upon which one you choose. And the ECC continues to be the training design that people like the most, because we talk about DISC and we talk about changing the way we communicate, and we challenge you with behavior change, and we talk specifically about email styles and so on. It's great fun to present, and people just walk away saying, I can't believe I didn't know this before. So March 24th, Virtual Effective Communicator Conference. There are still some slots. Sign up. We finished talking about what a typical meeting is like, and we're going to pick up with question 2. Wendy, welcome. Do people have to speak right away?
No, in the sense of won't be able to give us.
By the way, thank you. I'm just going to interrupt and say thank you. Did you notice I asked Wendy a yes or no question, and she answered with yes or no? Do you know that? Nobody does this anymore. It's like Sanskrit. It's like Esperanto. It's this language that no one speaks anymore. I actually, in an interview this morning, we're interviewing for a presenter role, I actually asked the person a question that, and there was a pause. And I said, that's a yes or no question. Like, don't give me a word cloud. Tell me the answer. So you said no. So if I'm new, I'm worried that on the first day, they're going to throw me in there because that's their style. They're going to make me get up and present, and they're going to evaluate me and analyze me and so on. But no, you're saying no.
No, you will not be asked to give a speech, a long speech, a prepared speech. You won't be asked to stand up in front of the group and be the center of attention. You may well be asked to introduce yourself, and you literally can stand up and say, hi, I'm Wendy. I'm here because I'm not very good at speaking.
And that's it.
And sit down again. Yeah. That's absolutely fine.
No judgment.
None. And at the end of the meeting, guests are usually asked, what did you think of the meeting? And again, you stand up and you can say, I had a really good time, and sit down again. That's all you have to say.
Yeah. And they'll say thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's probably, if I think back, 60% of guests, that's all they say.
Sure.
Because they're nervous and they don't know us and they don't know what to say and, you know.
Yeah. And okay, not the first meeting, but you seem to be implying that I'll have to speak at the second meeting, definitely.
No, you won't have to speak until you're ready to speak. Often people are asked, do you want to try table topics just because it's fun and it's short and it gets you involved in the meeting? Yeah. You can say no, and nobody will, they'll just say, okay, we'll move on to the next person. You could say no for a month. And that would be fine.
Yeah. So you're saying that if I go and I'm just not, you know, I'm worried and I don't know you, you're saying I could avoid giving my first speech for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Now probably will someone, the vice president of education, who's the Toastmaster, who's responsible for everybody learning what they want to learn, will probably have a conversation with you like, you came here to speak. Do you want to try? Should we at least think about creating your speech and try and support you through it and encourage you to speak? But they won't make you.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the other hand, if you go and you are already a confident speaker and you're going because you want to be better or you want to be evaluated or whatever, and you want to stand up and introduce yourself and it takes a couple of minutes, or if you want to do table topics, say yes. That's absolutely fine too. And probably 20% of the people that I've seen are on that end of the scale.
Good. All right. So next question, who else will be there?
So there's two types of Toastmasters clubs. There's corporate clubs and there's community clubs. And
you mentioned that before.
Corporate clubs are within a company. Usually you can only join if you work for that company.
Yeah, USA, you can't even get into the building. And I know the Toastmasters, I've been to their sessions. They're in the building.
Yeah, I was...
That thing's a fortress.
I was an area director for a USAA thing, and I had to have 3 days' notice to go visit. It's ridiculous.
But, oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, so those clubs, you have to be a member. And there's probably a range of people there from, you know, new hires, new grads, all the way up to managers and executives. It's a full range because everybody's scared of speaking. No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's not quite Vegas rules. You know, what happens in a Toastmasters meeting stays there. It's not quite that, but there is an expectation that, you know, unless you do something really stupid, it's not going to come up in your performance review.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be complete. That'd be the way to do it. It's in the company, but hey, guys, this is off the record.
Yeah. And then community clubs just run the gamut. So I listed some of the people I met just to give you an idea of the kind of people that are at clubs. So there's my friend who's a plumber, a professional Father Christmas.
What do you mean? I mean, somebody who plays Santa professionally?
Yes.
All the time?
All year. Yeah. He goes to like malls and schools and all sorts of places.
Okay, good.
An ex-Navy SEAL, a Dave Ramsey, coach, an AT&T executive, one of the Butt family from HEB, which if you're in Texas, you know that's a big deal.
Yeah, HEB. I mean, yeah, it's one of the greatest the greatest grocery store I've ever been in.
An ex-professional basketball player, call center reps, teachers, professional coaches, accountants, a million project managers, and PhD students. So that was just like...
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
PhD students, smart of them. Got to get good at this.
At A&M, there's students, professors, and staff all in the Toastmasters.
Oh. Super cool.
Yeah, it's a really good mixture.
I don't know that I'd have felt cool about it if I were a student, but now looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love to be in that meeting. Watch some student evaluate some professor. Professors get crotchety and arrogant. And, yeah, it's good.
And you have to be 16 to join, but there's 16-year-olds all the way up to my friend Miss Betty, who's 80-something and probably wouldn't like me to tell you that. but in 2017, according to Toastmasters, 42% of people were individual contributors, 24% were managers, and 5% were executives. And the average age is 46, and the male-female split is about 50-50.
Hooah. So that's cool.
Just to give you an idea of...
So no question that we're talking about a welcoming, inclusive, diverse group.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's classy. So good.
Yeah.
More of those every day, please.
And the best thing about it is everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody, you know, you don't get people who are sarcastic about your self-improvement effort because that's what they're here for too. And everybody starts where you start, which is standing outside the door wondering if you want to go in.
Yeah. Ooh, that brings up an interesting memory. Did I ever tell you the story about how Mike and I, you know how that works in the Army?
No.
That when you're at West Point, your first 2 years that you're there, you know, you don't pay to go to West Point. They actually pay you. But while you're doing that, you're incurring a commitment to the military to pay the country back. If you graduate, you have a 5-year commitment. And school would be exceptionally expensive beyond anything that Harvard or Stanford could charge. On the other hand, you then give back with 5 years of your life and potentially, of course, much more. But in your junior year, your third year at school, there is the first class you attend in the fall semester. So for me, let's see, that would have been 79 would have been the start of my year. So in the fall of 1980, Mike and I were counted as present in our junior year of classes, at the first class we went to. And that is the moment at which you assume you have essentially said, I have committed myself to 5 years in service. If you quit the next day, you owe 5 years of military service, but you aren't a graduate, and so you go into the Army as a private. So there's a fairly big, you know, there's a big commitment, and what you mentioned about whether or not you're going to go in, there every year on the first day of classes, there are juniors, not freshmen, not sophomores, not seniors, just juniors, because that's when the thing when it happens, standing outside of classrooms wondering.
Yeah.
The moment I go in, the moment I'm counted present, I'm on the hook for 5 years.
Yeah. That's a much bigger deal than walking into a Toastmasters meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was trying to make it. You said, "Oh, people are worried." No. Let me give you an example of worried. Now, as it happens, on lunchtime every day, when the entire Corps of Cadets goes in to lunch, eat lunch, all 4,000 men and women go in to eat lunch, and every day, every meal that you have in Washington Hall, which is the mess hall, they stop the meal after about 10 minutes. By then, everybody's done eating because you're ravenous. And they say, attention to orders. And everybody puts down their knives and forks and sits quietly while they make some announcements. And the first announcement, always on the first day of classes at the academy, is, in my case, it was the class of 1981, which was the seniors that were, that they were seniors. They were a year ahead of us. The class of 1981 welcomes the class of 1982 to the profession of arms. And the class of 81 guys and gals stand up and applaud. And everybody else hoots at us like, you fools, what have you done? You've just given up 5 years of your life. Yeah. So let me just tell you, you shouldn't have to worry about walking into a Toastmasters meeting. Everything about what we've shared with you guys is this is a welcoming, inclusive, diverse, respectful group. You don't have to worry about your boss sneering. You don't have to worry about your office enemy being a jerk about it and giving you crap about something you said or something you did. This is a place where you get to move at your own pace and everybody there cares about you. How could that be anything but good?
Exactly. You said two things that made me think about it. First of all, part of my role as a division director this year is to check on how many clubs have I got? So 36 clubs. And part of what we check on them is they get graded on how welcoming they are to visitors.
I like that.
Literally. So they're going to be nice to you because they're getting graded on how nice they are to you. And the other thing is about applause. One of my Toastmasters things is Toastmasters is where we go to learn to clap because literally everything gets applause. If you stand up as timer and say, there was only one speech, it was 5 minutes, 57 seconds. You'll get applause. Everything gets applause because you just spoke and we know it's scary.
Yeah, we know it's scary. Folks, we're really excited to finally be able to offer our Effective Manager Conference to clients virtually in just 3 sessions. Typically, for a while, we've been having 4 and we've figured out how to rearrange the agendas. Each session is a little longer, but the benefit is you've got 25% less logistical challenges of trying to get 20 or 30 managers scheduled to be in the same place at the same time for a Zoom session. So our client EMCs are now going to 3 sessions, and we encourage you when you talk to Maggie or me or Kate about those things that you discuss which one and why and what might be best for your managers and professionals. You can still get 4 sessions, but you can also get it done in 3. So give us a shout and let us know what you need and how we can help. Okay, so question 4, how long till people see a benefit?
So Toastmasters is a self-directed learning experience. So how fast you progress kind of depends on you and how fast you want to go. You know, Toastmasters agrees with us, Manager Tools, that it's all about, initially it's about quantity. So the more you speak, the quicker you get better, the quicker you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, faster your behavior changes. The more you behave, the faster it changes.
Exactly. So you can go to a meeting. Most Toastmasters will make sure that everybody in the meeting speaks at least once, even if it's only one sentence.
Right.
But you can volunteer for roles. You can volunteer for table topics every week. You can, you know, volunteer to say something at the end of the meeting. And you can talk every meeting. You could do a speech every meeting if you wanted to. And you said about visiting, you can go to any other club. In San Antonio, there's 150 clubs. You could go to every single one of the community clubs and speak at every single one of them and do a speech or have a role and speak as part of that, and you get better really fast.
Yeah, I love that. I can go and give speeches because they're going to ask who wants to give a speech, and I could be one of the people giving the speech at a club I don't normally attend.
Right. And then you get a different amount of feedback. So you get different evaluations because it's a different group of people who don't know you.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's cool. Okay.
And then there's a million things that happen outside of the club meeting. So there's training and there's, I mean, our district is doing, we do 2 hours of training outside of clubs. So you could go visit all those clubs, but you can also join this training for free for I think we do 2 hours every week. Every week of the year.
Give me an example of a training I might attend in addition to going to my weekly meeting.
Virtual presentations.
I don't understand.
Meaning how to present on Zoom.
Oh, how to present on Zoom. Okay, yeah.
How to use PowerPoint, how to be more engaging, how to use vocal variety, how to tell a story, everything.
Okay, so any guidance they give that's different than ours?
No.
That might be interesting to people.
No. Because it's the right guidance.
Yes, well. One chooses not to brag.
Yes, exactly. And then there's functional things like public relations because, you know, we want more members and so we have to publicize our efforts. There's things about...
Well, you can tell them you've publicized this to a million people.
Yeah, I win that prize this year, right?
Yeah, you do.
So somebody told me if you get everything out of Toastmasters that you can get out of Toastmasters, you'll never get out of Toastmasters because there's so much that you could do on top.
So do they know you're doing this?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm shy. I will tell them afterwards. I'll tell them when it's released.
Yeah, I would be happy to have them. You know, it would be a rare case of us being willing to let them host this, you know, on their site or point to it so that people can learn about it from somebody who's actually doing it, you, and somebody who used to do it, me. And what about how often clubs meet? I've been saying weekly, but...
Most of them are weekly. That's the most common frequency, but there are some that meet every other week or every, you know, like the second and fourth week or the first and fifth week. There are some that meet monthly. Often the advanced clubs only meet monthly because their meetings are much longer. Yeah. So it's all sorts of variations based on the club and the history of the club and who's in it and all that kind of stuff. So again, that's just one of the other factors of when you choose which one you want to join. If you want to get better fast, then choose one that meets weekly.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Okay, good. Question 5, we got to ask, do you have to pay? Does it cost money?
You do have to pay corporate clubs. The dues are sometimes paid by the company, either directly, so you never pay, or you pay and then claim back that amount in expenses, just like any other expense. Not every corporation does that, but maybe 50% of them do. And then for everybody else, There's two components to what you pay. There's the what they call international dues, which is the money that supports the infrastructure of Toastmasters, which is about $100 a year. And then the club dues, which is the money that supports just the club activity. So right now paying for the Zoom license. And they're usually about 20 probably maximum 40 every 6 months. So you end up at about...
Between $100 and $200 every year. So at most then $20 a month, more likely around $10 a month, to $15 a month.
Yeah.
Can I pay in monthly installments or do I have to write a $100 check first day I join?
There's two pay periods, the October and May. So that $200 is split up into two payments of $100. But if you join in July, it's prorated. So you wouldn't pay the entire amount. You'd just pay for the weeks until the next payment run. And if you have an issue with making a lump sum payment, the treasurer will be more than happy to work with you.
Yeah.
And often we've had people that have joined our club who haven't been able to pay. And somebody in the club has said, don't worry about it. I've got more than enough. I'll pay those person's dues for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want to ask, since you're talking about money and then I think about, okay, number of people and so on. So give us a overview about how many clubs and nation worldwide and all that sort of stuff.
In 2020, there are 16,500 clubs worldwide and 350,000 Toastmasters.
Meaning 350,000 people are in it.
Individuals.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I looked up some numbers just for cities. Houston has 156 clubs on its own. Yeah. Chicago has 200. Silicon Valley has more than 200.
Yeah, but they need another 10,000.
They do. There are 70 in downtown San Francisco, just in that little bit. It's amazing. Yeah,
that's really cool. So it's just that you can't even, you can't avoid it. I mean, you have to be willfully blind. And if you have a presentation skills problem, Toastmasters is a wide, easy, warm, pleasant road. It's just no brainer. All right. So where do people get more information?
So the website is toastmasters.org, and there's a thing on it that says find a club, and you put in your zip code or where you are in the world, and it tells you about all the clubs near you. And there's also a bunch of phone numbers, and the people at Toastmasters International, like, they must employ only the nicest people because they're always super nice and super helpful. So if you can't find a club near you, they'll help you.
Yeah. You know, that's something, people don't understand about Manager Tools. So much of the focus at Manager Tools, not so much Career Tools, because you're nice, but I can be pretty direct in the Manager Tools cast when I'm making a point and saying, no, you can't do that that way. You haven't thought it through. There's this and this and this and this and this. But people say that, you know, when I joined your meeting or whatever, everyone there is really nice. And I, you know, it's almost sad that stands out, but it doesn't surprise me at all about Toastmasters. It doesn't. My experience with them was outstanding. It was just so wonderful. But it's sad to think that actually that was like competitive advantage.
Yes, it is.
Like, just be a nice person. Be kind.
It should be nice calling any corporation or company or organization, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk into a building, you're in the bottom floor, and the receptionist doesn't even work for the company, maybe. Mm-hmm. Can I help you? And of course, he or she says that 500 times a day, so it's sucked of all life. Can I help you? Yes, I'm here to go to Behringer Associates on the 21st floor. Yeah, elevator's in the left. Then you walk in, and the lady looks up, and there's a security guard there. Hello, how are you? I'm Mark Horseman. I have an appointment at 2 o'clock with Dan Johnson of Behringer. Wait 1 minute, please. I mean, just suck the life out of life, why don't you?
Yeah. All of the emails that they send from Toastmasters say, Dear Toastmaster Lord, just amuses me.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Pretty soon they're going to say, Dear Lord Toastmaster. All right. So can you sum up briefly?
Yeah. I was looking for information so that, you know, what we had was not just my experience, was actual facts. And one of the things I saw, that there was a survey that Toastmasters did, and 98% of people who joined Toastmasters said they met their goals. So whatever their goals were, 98% of them met their goals.
That's the way to do it.
My friend David, his favorite quote is a Ralph Smedley quote. Ralph Smedley is the guy who created Toastmasters. And he says, we learn best in moments of enjoyment. And that's... Like, you learn when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's not my experience. I tip my hat to him. I think he's right in many ways. My best learning happened when I was in mortal peril. But you know, I get that not everybody should be put in mortal peril too often.
Yes.
But I would challenge you on one thing. You said you went and got some facts as opposed to just your own experience. Wendy, you understand that your own experience is fact.
Yes, well, right? Yes.
It's a fact that you experienced that.
Yes, yeah. You know, some actual information then.
Well, you know what? It's been 15 years since Manager Tools started. How long has it been since Career Tools? 12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It started in 2008, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, during the
crash.
The housing crash, yeah. That's why we did it, because we thought more people would need it. I used to do 3 weeks of Manager Tools, and then I would do a career cast, and then 3 weeks of Manager Tools and a career cast. And I said, people need more than this. So we started another cast. And I told you, you're going to write it. And you said, no. And look at you. You're writing it. You know what? One of my nicknames probably ought to be like the HMS Indomitable, at least in my little world here, since I'm an owner. And I can tell you guys unreservedly, Toastmasters is an ethical organization that achieves its mission beautifully. Wendy is a great example of it. I only spent a little time, but was just absolutely thrilled that I got to be a part of it. And we strongly encourage you, even if you think you're okay. And if you're a manager, it's a no-brainer. Somebody on your team wants to get better, even if maybe they don't know they need to get better. Outsource that coaching to Toastmasters and watch them fly. That's what it boils down to.
Indeed.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Another great one.
Thanks. It was good that it was you and me for a change.
Yes. Very nice. Old days. So, folks, thanks for listening. Sorry it was a two-parter, but sometimes things take longer. Oh, I'm sure you think I'm verbose, but if you do, just get your own podcast.